Shelter remains the greatest need for survivors of Typhoon Haiyan, the deadly storm which smashed into the Philippines 2 months ago this Wednesday. That's according to the UN Humanitarian Affairs Office, OCHA, which says a $788 million strategic response plan to address urgent needs and early recovery programs is just 40% funded. I'm Deanne Penn, and for an update on relief efforts, I spoke to Russell Geeky, OCHA spokesperson who's based in the capital, Manila.
We've made great strides in support of the government to reach affected people, but the devastation is so great that you're talking about a storm that affected more than 14 million people, including 4.1 million who even now remain displaced. So you still have really enormous needs 2 months after the typhoon hit.
Now, Russell, you're in the capital, Manila, and we understand the areas that were badly hit are places like Tacloban. Have you been to those areas? Have you been there recently? Have you seen what they look like?
Yes, I spent quite a bit of time in hard-hit areas where we have a base in Tacloban. And over the course of the month that I was there, you really see progress being made. But at the same time, you see towns like Guyan almost completely destroyed, Tacloban the same, just unspeakable damage. At the same time, you see the rebuilding, you see the hope, you see people use whatever they can to help rebuild their shelters, but of course they still need help.
Now, there's something I'm very curious about, and I don't know if you'd be able to answer it, but I remember when the typhoon first hit, I saw a lot of activity on social media, and I read a lot of articles about how local people and humanitarians were taking advantage of this technology.
Yes, social media has played a role. It's one of the tools that have been used to contact people to really fill gaps. It was much harder, though, for people on the ground that had lost virtually, you know, everything, their homes, their mobile phones. So it's been a tool more that's been used to help people. But I think now we'll see it's being used more and more for people that are receiving assistance to give feedback.
What would you say are the greatest needs at this moment?
For starters, I should say that we have a strategic response plan. It's a 12-month plan that calls for $788 million for urgent humanitarian needs and early recovery programming. It's currently 42% funded. But the greatest needs right now are for shelter. You know, I can't say that enough times. We've provided shelter, at least basic emergency shelter materials, for over 300,000 households. You know, that's more than a million people, but you still have enormous, enormous needs. We've done very well on the health front. I think, you know, quick inoculations have helped, but we do have some concerns. We've seen some dengue fever, and we've had a very robust rainy season, which isn't helping in that respect either.